What's up, y'all? My name's Ahmed Ismail, and for those of you that don't know, I'm starting my own podcast. I currently have first three episodes done, and they're up, and I'm going to be dropping one a day for the next week straight. My podcast is called In the Hilla, and I'm pretty much just going to use this video to explain what is my podcast about and who I am. So originally why I wanted to start this podcast, it's actually been something I've been wanting to do over a year now. Finally just dove into it and said, let's do it. And when I was thinking about what I wanted to do with this podcast, I was thinking about issues within my own community. And particularly as someone that comes from a low-income background, when you look at low-income communities as well as most just communities of color, it's very rare to see folks in high earning disciplines or careers such as, engineering or medicine, law, politics, literally whatever it might be, or just anything that even might involve owning equity in something. It's rare to see within our own communities, and it's something I personally am very passionate about. It's something I want to dive into in regards to being able to interview people from those backgrounds, have them tell their stories, and more importantly, dive into how they got to where they are, because I feel like there's a lot of information out there, and I think sometimes all we're missing is not necessarily the effort, but the right resources and the right information. And I think sometimes that alone is enough to give an individual the opportunities they need, because opportunities aren't just given out all the time. Sometimes you just have to go get it for yourself. So rather than limiting ourselves to what we can afford, we should always strive to pursue the opportunities we want to have. My first year of college, my family earned less than $20,000 a year, and I came into college not knowing what I wanted to do. But at the same time, I understood that whatever it is that I wanted later on would involve me being an engineer in some sense, because it's something I was passionate about and wanted to do. What I wanted to do with engineering, I wasn't really sure, but once I got here, I was able to get connected with certain people that just gave me the right information, and that led me down the path I went down. And the crazy part is, the first time I even talked to someone about going to college was the day I applied. I never had any advisors or people in my neighborhood talking to me about college. It was simply I literally filled out my application, and when it was time to pay for it, I needed $20, and I had a conversation with my parents to ask for the 20. And when they asked me what it was for, that was the first time I initially had that conversation. But it's something that happens in a lot of communities. My scenario is not unique in that sense, and a lot of people of color deal with the same issues. So I want to particularly address that. And I've been off social media for about a year and a half now. And once I've been dabbing back into it, it was the same issue of I never really liked the type of content I was seeing. I didn't think it was beneficial to either me or just the people that were watching it to some sense. But at the same time, social media is necessarily just a pipeline, and we as individuals contribute to what goes down that pipeline. So I wanted to also be more conscious in regards to what information I'm putting out there and how it's benefiting others. So that's another reason I want to start it. The name In the Hilla, for those of you who don't know, Arabic, Hilla refers to neighborhood. So it's the word for neighborhood. So the name translates to in the neighborhood, and why I particularly called it that is because when I started this thing, I literally just started by interviewing people in my neighborhood. And at the same time, I want to extend that neighborhood out to other communities and involve other folks in this process and get folks from different, neighborhoods from across the world and just bring them forward and have them tell their stories. And same thing again, we just want to dive into the breakdown of how you got to where you are and what resources did you utilize and how could that information, benefit other folks. But that's kind of the general gist of the whole why I wanted to start this podcast. I know I started a little bit, but I'm only doing one take. Last thing, a little bit about myself again. I was born and raised in Sudan, born in El Obeid, and lived Phi Edmacede before moving out to Iowa. And for you, those of you that don't know where Edmacede is, it's like 30 minutes out from Khartoum. It's like right next to the Nile. Moved to Iowa City, completely different background, just typical immigrant family. And we have a large Sudanese community in Iowa City, but the place where we live is subsidized housing. But because the amount of Sudanese people we have, we always called it the Hilla, aka the neighborhood. But that's what we refer to it as, and that's where I kind of got the inspiration for the name. And as someone that grew up there, I saw people go a lot of different routes. I had friends that went the college route, and I honestly, if it wasn't for them, I don't think I would have taken the route I've taken. But I also have friends that didn't go that route. They did their own thing. They got into some trouble and, aren't in the best situation right now. And then had some friends where they also didn't go to college, but they're doing amazingly well with real estate or whatever that might look like for them. So regardless of what route each person took to get to where they are, I think we just want to make sure I make the point that you don't need necessarily a degree to be successful, because success is not limited to that. Anyone can be successful. It's, again, it's just how you get there. It looks different for everyone. So just want to be able to educate people on those different routes. But that's the main purpose of the podcast, as well as a little background as to who I am and why I'm passionate about this. And yeah, if you're interested, tune in and share, let everybody know. But yeah, thank you for checking this out, and I appreciate it.